I'm concerned. We held a hearing, Jihad 2.0, really brought in some experts who have been studying this. One of the more eye-opening, maybe eye-popping revelations there is one of these individuals, a professor, I think he was a professor, really studying, the evolution of how ISIS is using the social media. Estimate somewhere between 46,000, maybe as many as 90,000 overt ISIS supporter accounts on Twitter. I mean, think of that, 46 to 90,000 people drawn to that. And then, of course, what's happening is ISIS will identify these individuals, and the ones that, really, I guess, make the cut, they'll take them off those, they'll transfer that to the dark web, to encrypted accounts. So we lose all track of them. The revelations of Edward Snowden, first of all, I think have resulted in an awful lot of misperception in terms of what the federal government's actually doing. I think the American public think we're doing way, way more than we actually are. It's metadata, not megadata. It's just phone numbers, date, time. That's it. And it's queried very, very infrequently and only under the auspices of a court order from the FISA court. So, I have the advantage of talking to the folks at the NSA, the FISA court judges. These are patriots that have no interest in listening to Americans' phone conversations. They have an interest in keeping this nation safe. So, because of Edward Snowden, because of the misinformation, I fear we're reducing, degrading our capability, our ability to do what I think is the first line of defense in terms of keeping this nation safe. And that's an effective intelligence gathering capability combined with robust continuous monitoring and congressional oversight. One thing that gives me comfort and should give Americans comfort as well is this is not, civil liberties is not a partisan issue. From the far right to the far left and everybody in between, we're concerned about civil liberties. And so we are going to be watching this. I'm not aware, and I've been told there's not been one breach, one violation of American civil liberties. These are trying to, and they only address foreign terrorists overseas that are calling into America, and we want to know where those connections are. So, allowing this, having this stuff move off and being supposedly kept by the phone companies, who I think there will be a race to the bottom. They are under no obligation to hold on to these records. We're gonna degrade our ability to watch this. So, I wish we'd had a far more robust debate about this, but I think this is probably what's going to be offered. It's probably the only thing we're going to be able to pass. So.